Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon, a very chilly Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s right now. It'd probably be really optimistic if we even hit 50 today for the high. So it's going to be a very cold night on tap for Tucson. Hard freeze, cover the plants, cover the pipes, bring the pets in, and of course, be prepared in the usual way. We'll begin with our man who covers Washington, D.C. for us, Terry Bracey, then Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, giving me a big thumbs down. Not a good day on the market. Followed at 12:30, Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel will be here. Bon Voyage celebrating its 40th year in the Tucson travel industry. And we'll close out the show. Dr. Ray Woosley, our Your Meds segment. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We're active on Facebook under my name, and we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey Tucker Brown and Valenzano, which represents City of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing just great. Kind of a great day for Tucson, huh?
Big day for Tucson. The Air Force saying that they will not phase out until at least 2022, the A-10. And the Defense Secretary, I see, has just confirmed that news. This is a really big day for Tucson.
And, you know, I have to say there's a lot of congratulations on this decision to go around. But looking at it, Bill, the real fact that caused this was the unanticipated war against ISIS. The Pentagon did not anticipate this in its forward-looking budgets, and it was trying to phase out what they thought was an old airplane, which they always are doing. And yet, Senator McCain, Congresswoman McSally, and the mayor, in a meeting with the Air Force Secretary, pointed out, while they know what they want and what they need, that this was still a very useful and needed aircraft in this era. So, you know, I would want to congratulate so many people for sticking with the issue, and particularly, I think, the defense community there in southern Arizona. I remember so well when the mayor asked for a meeting with the Air Force Secretary last year, and he decided to invite along two key people in that defense community. One was Bruce Duesenberry and the other Linda Morales, and have them come and kind of represent the whole area as a unified area. And I think that was a very effective meeting. And then the fact that Senator McCain got on this issue very, very early, and after all, he's a chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He will be listened to. The whole congressional delegation, Raul Grijalva and others, really chipped in, but you really have to say that Congresswoman McSally had a special kind of credibility on this issue, having been an A-10 pilot herself and did a lot of work in the defense committee and whatnot. So everybody came together and did a great job. Also, we had the mayor and council hired a consultant to look at Davis-Monthan, Dr. Barry Bleckman, and he was alerted to this early this morning, and he's a well-renowned defense expert. And so we had a heck of a team working on this, and we will have that team working forward, moving forward.
Well, it's certainly good news, a huge economic impact for the community of Tucson. So that is good news. There's other big news, of course. Everyone's talking about what the results of Iowa, what they mean. Would you go along with what many are saying, that it was not a very good night for Donald Trump?
Well, no, but I really didn't expect Trump to win. You know, I was involved with Mo Udall and before that with George McGovern in Iowa. So I got a real taste of what it takes to win in that state. And Cruz really had the formula, and so did Sanders. And it's a very, very tough, grinding, house by house, firehouse by firehouse talk. There are 99 counties. It's cold as a devil, and you really have to drive. And so I think Mr. Trump is used to riding in airplanes and sending his messages out on television. And obviously he's been very effective, more so than any of us thought. But when you get down to fighting for votes in a caucus state, you got to go out and meet the people. And so that's what Cruz did, and that's why Cruz won.
The winner of Iowa, and for that matter, I think Iowa and New Hampshire, rarely does that winner go on to become the nominee. Is that true?
Well, you know, it's really a mixed bag. I heard people say that, but mm-hmm. if you look at the Democrats, it's as true as it is not. Walter Mondale won it, the nomination, and he won Iowa. Of course, Jimmy Carter, famously. Actually, Jimmy Carter came in beside second, undecided was first, and Mo was behind Carter, Mo Udall. And, yeah, but Carter got the win, and he went on, obviously, to win the presidency. And there's some others. It hasn't been so true on the Republican side when last time around, I think Rick Santorum won and never even factored in the race. So, you know, there are a lot of groups, particularly on the Republican side, like the evangelicals, who are not matched in almost any other state. And the other thing you have to remember when you're focusing on the amazing Sanders showing was that Iowa is one of three states in the union where a majority of the Democratic voters are white. That would be Iowa, New Hampshire, and Vermont, where he's a senator from.
Yeah.
After you get through that cycle, you start moving into states on the Democratic side where the minority groups have a majority of the votes, and I think then you'll see how strong Hillary Clinton is.
The money that was spent when you total it up, my goodness, the millions of dollars spent in Iowa, that translates, think about what that is for each voter, the money that was spent.
Well, to give you an example, Bill, I was just reading that Bush spent $2,750 for every vote he got.
Oh, my
God. He got 5,000 votes, and he spent almost $3,000 a vote. Yeah, so, but they all spent like that. I mean, the Iowa contest is the most, on a cost per vote basis, it's probably the most expensive political exercise in the world.
Terry Bracey with us, our Washington, D.C. contributor. We're talking about Iowa. We're talking about the news about the A-10 continuing on at least until 2022. The question that keeps coming up on the Republican side, Terry Bracey, do you see a brokered convention in the future here?
Bill, I really don't. I think the days of the brokered convention are gone. The Republican side hasn't had a serious convention fight since 1952 when Dwight Eisenhower was picked by the party bosses over Senator Robert Taft of Ohio. For the Democrats, you have to reach even further back. So I think the era of the smoke-filled room is long gone.
What brought about that big change?
Well, it started with a big rift in the Democratic Party during the Vietnam period. The Democratic liberals, fueled by anti-war activists, demanded more of a public voice in the nominating process, and that led to the McGovern-Frazier Commission after the 68 defeat of Hubert Humphrey. That commission turned the rules upside down, Bill. The cloud of insiders was sharply reduced in favor of a public process that gave rise to the primaries and caucuses, which would then and thereafter select fully 80% of the delegates. The Republicans moved more slowly, but eventually came around to the same kind of process.
Well, and of course, the parties do have different philosophies, Terry, about the length of these primary contests, don't they?
Well, they do. And sometimes it's a funny thing, you know, when they design their rules, of course, three or 2 years in advance of one of these contests, they try to make changes that will take care of problems and often cause problems. So the Republican National Committee, for example, believed that in 2012 the process went too long and hurt Mitt Romney. So they changed the rules to hopefully speed the process up, including winner-take-all contests in the latter part of the nominating process. And in doing so, they couldn't have foreseen the emergence of candidates like Trump and Cruz. You know, now they want to slow things down. The Democrats have always rejected since '68 winner-take-all, and they stick to proportional delegate distribution. They like a very thoughtful, apparently long process. I think it's a bad idea.
Terry, I'm out of time, but bottom line question for you. So when do you think we'll know who the nominees are?
Well, I'm a believer in the 50-75% rule. And what that says is when the contests are half over, that's 50%, whomever is leading usually wraps up the nomination when you get to the 75% part. So basically, the person who's ahead at when half the race is over has it locked up when three-fourths of the race is over. So this year, half the race would be over March 8th, and we'll know who our nominee is on April 26th. That's my idea. I mean, that's my belief.
Sounds
pretty. Believe it or not.
Sounds like pretty sound thinking there, Terry Bracey. Thank you very much, Terry. Have a great day. Thanks.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Bye. Terry Bracey with us. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson, a great environment over there. There's so much to do. Great recreation opportunities, great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. And you can find the full listing of the many places to stay and the many things to do by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, how are you?
Oh, I'm thinking that it would be great if we could, like, do topics that are easier than the markets, perhaps peace or U.S. politics.
Something.
I mean, stuff that, you know, you could just predict with a great deal more accuracy.
I mean, if you really want to know where the markets are this day, look at the price of oil.
Look at the price of oil and then realize that nobody knew exactly what the effect of a precipitous drop in the price of oil would be. Most people who were in a position to make forecasts said that the countervailing effects would be balancing, and that the negative effects would balance the positive effects, and therefore the price of the precipitous drop in the price of oil would not have serious impact on world economic growth or the growth of the markets. They appear to have been wrong massively.
Big time. So the bottom for the price of oil seems to be then a very key question about how our markets are going to be doing.
Well, I'm not so sure that, Bill.
Okay.
I don't think an absolute price is linked to the direction of the markets.
All right.
I think the problem is the direction and the rapidity, so that when oil is rising or appears to be rising, then the markets seem to rise. When it's dropping or appears to be dropping, then the markets seem to take a hit. But I don't think anybody is sitting there thinking that 30 is a good price or 20 is a good price or 15 would be catastrophic. I think the damage has kind of been done, and now we're simply following the arrows. When it points down, the markets seem to follow with a downward motion. Remember, when you take a look at consumer sentiment here in this country, you take a look at the corporate profits for the most part, you certainly take a look at the employment picture, you take a look at even economic growth, which was sluggish in the fourth quarter, but all told, you know, we're outperforming the rest of the world with the exception of China, then you kind of scratch your head and say, you know, why aren't the markets reflecting a lot of this tailwind kind of sentiment? And the answer is the uncertainty that is created by the fact that there cannot emerge a consensus on whether falling oil prices are a good thing or a bad thing. And then just when you think that OPEC is going to come back and stabilize the price, at least to a certain extent, they can't agree. And so they cover up that up by saying, well, we deliberately have agreed to do nothing. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it is certainly in OPEC's best interest at this point to keep out new sources of petroleum and to make the development of those sources to slow down that development. And so you see, for instance, with Iran coming on, having vast quantities of resources, but needing to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in their oil fields to bring those production online, you know, at $20 a barrel, maybe they, you know, continue to just make carpets.
Yeah. The banking analysts, the economic top forecasters, have they now revised their 2016 predictions?
They're beginning to, Bill. That's a great question. What I'm seeing, for instance, Credit Suisse, I believe this morning, mm-hmm. announced that they were revising their forecasts down. Most of the big banks and the big econometric forecasters thought that this year, though the markets would be volatile, that they would end the year up, in the area of about 5%. Some were even more bullish than that. What we're now beginning to see is some of the larger firms and the more bearish names, who, you know, the people who have traditionally been gloom and doom kind of guys and gals, are saying, see, we told you so, and we're barely going to hold our own this year, and maybe after today we'll begin to see some neutral parties talking about negative growth in the year.
We need stabilization in the markets.
We do. We need to see some trend that can predictably give investors a breather so that they can get back. And I mean, the markets are so depressed right now. We're back down to about 8 or 9% negative for the year and 12% negative from the peaks, that so much is on sale right now. And we know there's so much cash out there sitting on the sidelines, still begging to be invested, that at some point, the technical analysts are going to say, okay, we've reached the bottom or something mm-hmm. like a bottom. Time to get back in. I thought we might be there last week.
Well, I did too. My next question. Friday was such a good day. We were up almost, what was it, 400 points or something. I thought maybe that was that kind of tipping point that might turn it around.
But it was a false, it was a false indicator. If you're a technical analyst, you'd say that the graphs didn't quite line up. If you're a fundamental analyst, you'd simply say, well, we've got to go through a couple of these up and down cycles before we finally find the bottom and begin to come up from there. I'm beginning to think that this is going to be a 2 or 3% year.
Okay. And for investors, this is the time to kind of hold steady, hold the course.
Oh, yeah. The worst thing you could do is chase the curve and
If you are a bargain hunter, this is the time for that, I'm sure.
If you're sitting with good positions in cash, this would be a good time to think about talking to your advisor about where it might well be put so that over the next year or two, you could take advantage of the fact that so much is on sale right now.
Some people just can't stand the risk, though.
Well, and I can sympathize with that, especially older folks, and there mm-hmm. are more and more of us.
Oh, yes.
Who understand that the need for that money might precede the recovery of those investments, and therefore cash or cash equivalents look awfully good. The problem is cash or cash equivalents are essentially the equivalent of putting money under your mattress because interest rates are so low.
That's right. It is a tight rope, isn't it, Shelley?
Yeah. So, there are ways of investing in in safe and secure investments that are going to bring you 2 or 3%. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes, yawn, 2 or 3%, what's that? Well, it's better than
nothing.
Sure
look good right now.
You bet.
Shelly Fishman, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk travel with our friends at Bon Voyage Travel. Time to think about that summer, spring getaway. Back right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our monthly showdown. Also, we'll talk with Oro Valley Mayor Dr. Satish Hiremath, plus a preview of the What If series at Biosphere 2 happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030. KVOI The Voice with live streaming podcasts and our show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. to the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk one of my favorite subjects, and that is travel. Ryan Hansen joins us from Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan is the Chief Operating Officer and President, or is it Vice President?
Technically Vice President. But, you know, run the day-to-day operations.
You do run the day-to-day operations. An organization that has been around in Tucson for 40 years. And, Ryan, it's good to see you, first of all.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
You know, when you got into the business, it was changing dramatically.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you think about when Peter Evans, the founder of Bon Voyage Travel, started 40 years ago, there was pretty much a travel agency on every corner, like a gas station. People went to travel agents routinely. That changed with the internet. The whole business changed so dramatically. How would you characterize that change?
Well, that change has been fantastic from a consumer standpoint because information is at your fingertips, so you can become a much more knowledgeable traveler, which makes the experience that much better. We like people that come in with ideas and say, I've been reading about this, and that only helps us because we view ourselves as advisors now, not agents. Agents of yore were you came and you booked a ticket and it was a transactional experience at our travel agencies. And at one point, there were over 100 storefront agencies in the Tucson area.
Are you kidding? 100?
Pretty amazing. It's like you were saying, yeah. It was like a Walgreens or a pharmacy on every corner. But now we've termed ourselves as consultants. And so you come to us and we're going to work in a collaborative nature with you because you have information. But chances are we've either been to the locations that you want to go to or we've sent many a passenger or client previous to you to those places. And we have people on the ground and relationships that you don't have. So a famous phrase I use in the office is the internet tells you what they want you to know, not what you need to know. You come to Bon Voyage, and we're going to talk to you about what you need to know.
Well, there is so much, of course, travel information that you can get on the internet, but then when you go to Bon Voyage Travel, you can say, look, I heard this place is a great hotel. Say you're going to Madrid, a place mm-hmm. I'll be in May. What about this? Do you know anybody that's actually stayed there?
Yeah, and we have those relationships with the general manager in many cases at those hotels, can talk to you about, well, at that hotel, you want to be in this type of a room because the view is much better out of this window versus the picture that they show you on the internet site that looks really good and spacious, and you say, oh, that's my type of room, and what a great deal. Well, it's a great deal because there was a little Photoshop going on or something, so that's where we feel the expertise comes in. And, you know, when you go do your taxes or you're looking to sell your home or you're looking to mess around with the stock market, in most cases, you're going to maximize your investment when you work with a professional. And that's where we feel we live. We are professionals, and you're going to maximize your travel investment because it really is. You think about you're saving up for your trips. Mm-hmm. You're dreaming about it. You're saving the money for it. It's an investment, not a transaction. And we pride ourselves in taking care of that.
And you also specialize, Ryan, in traveling by sea. Mm-hmm. That's really been, it's been kind of one of your hallmarks, kind of your iconic signatures of Bon Voyage Travel, some of the cruising that is available. And you can cruise now just about anywhere in the world.
On any type of ship. You know, they're building the mega ships with 6,000 passengers that's essentially a floating city. So if that's what you're looking for is the destination is the cruise ship, we have something to offer, and the industry is responded there. But then we also have a lot of the smaller, more boutique luxury lines that get you into ports of call where you step off the ship and there isn't someone selling you a T-shirt. In fact, it's the local market there that is selling their goods and wares for the people that live in that town, and you can immerse yourself and have an authentic experience versus the big box store type feel on some of those cruise ports. So it's all across the board.
How about Cuba? That's opening up.
Oh, boy. The hottest new destination in the world is probably Cuba. And the reason why you would want to come work with us would be because we have the relationships to get you there. You can't just go book a ticket to Havana, drop in and come out, no problem. I'll just pick a hotel on the internet and book it for 3 nights. There's relationships that you have to work with tour operators, and it is fascinating. Peter has actually been to Cuba and brought back and said it's really a throwback in time. If you want to know what the 50s were like from cars to hardware to the look and feel of the decorations in hotels, you go there and it's like time stood still. And what an amazing experience for those people that have stamped their passport quite a bit over the years. This would be untapped.
This is a good time to travel. In fact, I just am renewing my passport. It expires the end of 2016, but I decided I saw something on USA Today. They said you might as well do it now, because if you wait till the summer, it could take like 2 or 3 months. So
that's right.
This is a great time to travel internationally with the euro. You know, around $100 U.S. dollars, maybe the euro is going to cost you about $110, something like that. So there are buys out there in the euro.
That's right.
Canada is a very attractive destination.
Absolutely. You know, if you've been to Europe before, you might be able to stay at a hotel that's just a little bit nicer than the last time
right.
you're there, or a nicer room within the same hotel, or just save that money. You can do it one of two ways and do something, stay a little longer if you have accommodations that you love. And so we do love to think of travel as the best time is every time, but some financial reasons, like now with the strength of the dollar, it is a little bit better for you.
South America is a tremendous buy right now. Argentina, my goodness. You can go out to dinner at a 5-star restaurant for like under $25 for two.
And
with wine, the whole thing. Yeah.
In South America, when you talk about different destinations,
right.
it's all personal, right? So
it is.
Some people might want to immerse themselves in one of the greatest cities of the world in Europe. So maybe you pick London or you pick Brussels. So that taps into one part of you. But if you want to get maybe off the beaten path, go to Patagonia.
Oh,
and you want
so
to be what you would say is literally the end of the earth, but it's beautiful and it's similar in a lot of ways, I think, to Tucson, where you have access to mountains, to beaches, to desert, all up and down that coast.
We were there in about mid-May down in Patagonia, and the autumn leaves were turning, and it's neat when you get in the southern hemisphere. Then that year I was able to experience two autumns.
There you go. The best of both worlds.
So the 40th anniversary extravaganza travel show for Bon Voyage, you've got a big event. It's coming up. This Saturday,
you bet. We're at Westin La Paloma. Doors will open at 11, and we have over 27 travel supplier partners of ours that are coming in, the experts from those cruise lines or land tour operators. So if you're looking for something specific, I know I love said cruise line and I want to know more about it. We have seminars going on throughout the show, but you can also talk to the representatives, and a bunch of our staff will be on hand. Or maybe you don't know where you want to go. That's the beauty of this show is you have so many different options. Come and get a sample of every different type of cruise that you may want to take, or a land vacation, the things we've been talking about. It's a great event. It's a free event. That's always a good thing. But we would love for you to RSVP so we can anticipate your arrival, and you can reach us on our website, bvtravel.com.
How big is your footprint now in Southern Arizona, Ryan?
We have 4 retail locations now. At one point, we had 16 storefronts. But again, with the virtual nature of people communicating via email, text, et cetera, we can operate without having as many storefront locations. But you talk about footprint. One of the reasons Bon Voyage is not just surviving their 40th year, we are thriving in our 40th year because we also have a national and a North American footprint. We sell luxury cruises online. We have an online division that specializes in really high-end luxury cruise travel vacation packages. And so that we have evolved. And credit to Peter, our present owner, he has not been stagnant with the company. The travel industry is very fluid. It's changed over these 40 years, as we've talked about, and Bon Voyage has changed with it. That we've kept up with the technology, and we're not using it as a crutch. We're using it as an advantage for us.
And we were talking with Shelley, our financial guy, about oil was the topic right before your segment, Ryan. We're talking about...
That sounded fun, by the way.
The oil prices have been rock bottom. Folks thinking, why does that not translate when I get on an airplane? They do buy in bulk, and they may have purchased bulk 2 years ago.
Yeah, pre-purchase fuel. So we're not going to see, we don't believe, directly to the consumer on the airline tickets just as of yet. Your price of your gallon of gas obviously is dropping.
Yeah, it translates quicker than it would actually to the airline.
That's right. So there's drive-to destinations that might be a little bit more accessible for you if you're still on a tight budget, and that drop in gas prices is something that helps you get there. But we will see, I believe, some airline drops in the near future.
All right, Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. from Bon Voyage Travel, their big event Saturday, getting underway at 11 a.m. till 3, and it's over at Westin La Paloma. It's free. You can find out more on their website, bvtravel.com. Ryan, thanks.
Bill, always a pleasure.
All right. We will be right back with Dr. Ray Woosley with our monthly Your Meds segment right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Travel to Your Meds, or Your Medicine segment. That's the thing about the Buckmaster Show. During an hour, we do a lot of topics loaded with content, a lot of content diversity. There you go. It's time for our monthly segment focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. Our Your Med segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is with me in studio. He's the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He's founder and now president emeritus of the very successful organization based here in Tucson known as CPATH. That's the Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, which keeps him very busy, he created
Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. That website at Credible Meds is crediblemeds.org. Join the thousands of people from as many as 180 countries each day that visit crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
What is this we're hearing now? Not only are drug prices, prescription prices, many people would say just off the charts, now we're hearing about a drug shortage?
Can you believe it? It's amazing to think that there could be a drug shortage when everybody's taking prescription drugs and we're spending trillions of dollars on drugs. But in fact, we have a major drug shortage. It's a crisis. And it's becoming apparent that our model's not working here.
How could we have this shortage when the pharmaceutical companies know very well that the average person takes how many prescription meds?
Well, man, woman, and child, it's 12 prescription meds a year. And if you're over age 65, it's 17 prescriptions. And over 65, the average person is taking 5 to 6 a day. So we take a ton of pills. It's hard to believe there's a shortage, but in fact there is. If you were hit by a car or if you were a soldier and you were shot, there could be a shortage of adrenaline to treat severe injury. Emergency medicines, the doctors in the hospital right now will go around, especially pediatricians, carrying ampules in their pocket because they know that the crash cart might not have that medicine.
Wow. So, I did not know that.
Well, it's just you see so much medicine everywhere. You think, well, there must be plenty for everybody. Mm-hmm. But the small markets, the rare diseases, the medicines for children especially, premature babies can't survive today because they can't get the injectable medicines they need to live.
Well, antibiotics are so prevalent right now, and especially this time of year, it seems like everybody's either had a cold or has the flu. And of course, a cold, and I guess antibiotics don't really work for a flu, right?
That's right. No. They don't work on viruses at all. They're for bacteria, and that's part of the problem. We waste half of the medicines. Half of our antibiotics are wasted on viruses. So that contributes to the shortage.
What particular areas are we seeing this critical shortage in drugs?
Well, it's in cancer drugs, drugs for chemotherapy, especially for children's cancers. These are old drugs. They're generic drugs. The margin became too small for all of these drugs, and the drug companies could make bigger profits on more expensive, newer medicines. They could, when you've got a new medicine, it's under patent, you can charge anything you want. Well, if you got a choice and you're a drug company, you're going to pick the patented medicine and stop making those old medicines that you didn't make so much money on. And that's what's causing the shortage.
And the drug companies probably, the profit margin has to be right for them to even make a drug.
Right. And in their defense, they spend 20-30% of that money that they make on research, which brings us new medicines, and our health care today is better because of that. But we do have a lot of people in this country who need generic medicines. We have a lot of children who need these medicines, rare illnesses, and there's no way to get them to be created. The barriers are just too high so far.
We have a call at our 790-2040 live line number. Roberta would like to ask Dr. Woosley a question. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Woosley, is there any drug at all for edema that has no side effects, or which would be the one with the least side effects?
For edema. Is that right?
Yeah. Edema.
Yes, I should start by saying almost all medicines have side effects. I can't honestly think of one that doesn't. And there are many different medicines for edema now. Depends on the cause of the edema. That's the challenge, and that's where your physician will have to really find out the cause of it before they can find you the right medicine. And in this case, it may take experimentation with 2 or 3 different kinds of medicines for edema to find one that works and that doesn't cause side effects.
Okay, thank you, Roberta, for joining us. What about this price gouging that we're hearing reports on that? The price for medicine for valley fever. What is that, up 1,000%?
Yeah, that's what the other part of this that's going on. And some of it's related to these shortages. When the drug company does finally fix the shortage, they don't have any competition, so they can charge anything they want. And valley fever, fluconazole, is a great example of that. The price went from about $50 for a treatment to over $5,000 for a treatment.
People think generic drugs are much cheaper, and in many cases they are, but still generics have been skyrocketing the price.
Exactly. And part of that is because the bureaucracy that it takes to get a generic on the market. But again, the competition isn't as it used to be. You know, when you go out and buy a car, you decide whether you can afford the price of it. But when you get a prescription, somebody else has decided what you're going to pay. So normal market forces don't work when you're talking about medicines. And that's why the system is out of control. There's no competition. Insurance companies have to pay what the drug companies charge them for these medicines.
And there is this shortage pertaining, in many cases, to some of these older medicines that people really, they like them. They feel there are less side effects. They're very stable in many cases. But the drug companies don't see a very big profit there.
Right. So they don't make much, and there's a shortage, so you can end up charging more for it. But I think the public just needs, as you started off by saying, we need to, as individuals, take control of our health care. Credible Meds was created to try to help you be that credible source of information. So on our website, we have a lot of advice for how you can take control. When it comes to price, you need to ask your doctor, is there a generic available? And go to a pharmacy that you can trust, because good pharmacies, and almost all pharmacies today, will only sell you a generic drug that has been approved by the FDA. They've been shown equivalent to all the other options out there, including the brand name. So don't be afraid of generics. And one other thing I'll recommend with caution, you can shop from pharmacy to pharmacy, because you'll find some pharmacies will be cheaper than others. But when you do that, you're risking the fact that the drug interactions could occur. There's nobody checking your drugs for interactions if you're buying them at multiple pharmacies. So you'll have to do that on your own, or you'll have to tell your pharmacy what else you're taking, pharmacist, and ask them to check for drug interactions.
CredibleMeds.org is so important, especially that figure just jumps out at me when you think about people over 65 taking 17 prescription drugs in a year, maybe five or six every day.
Yeah, that's the average. And there are people, I have a lot of people contact me to say, what about this list of medicines I'm taking? And sometimes it's 20 or 30 medicines long.
Ingrid would like to ask you a question. Ingrid calling at 790-2040. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Yeah, I'd like to know, how does it happen that a person who does a lot of research to find out what a drug will cost finally gets a good price, sends a spouse to the store to pick it up, and the spouse is charged a different price? I heard that this morning on KVOI. Mm. I guess it was Wake Up Tucson. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've done research of my own, and I know how garbled things can get. But we have a very, very mixed up system, and misinformation is being plugged into our data banks. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
Well, Ingrid, thank you for that experience. It is scary. I can't think of a reason why it should legitimately happen. I can imagine somebody might cite you a low price, get you in the store, and hope you are willing to take it. But, you know, a third of prescriptions that are written aren't picked up at the pharmacy for very—
I cannot believe that.
Reasons just like that.
What, people just assume, you know, they hear the price and then they decide, I don't need it after all.
Yeah, or they don't like the way the doctor explained it to them. They're not convinced that the doctor's right. They want to get a second opinion, so they just don't go fill that prescription. Or, as you said, they get there And they say, well, I can't pay $180. I've already got $500 I've spent on medicine this month.
Well, yeah, and there's probably very little negotiating that can go on there at the pharmacy.
There's none.
None, yeah. None. Dr. Woosley, CredibleMeds.org. It's easy to use, the website?
We hope it is. If it isn't, you tell us how it can be made better and more useful for you. But we have a site called For Everyone. And we provide information about your medicines and how to take them. We encourage you to make a list of all your medicines, carry that with you in case you're hit by a truck. And on the back of that sheet, you'll see the list of questions to ask your doctor and pharmacist.
All right. Dr. Woosley, good to see you. Thanks.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in March. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen from 4 to 5. Wake up Tucson 6 to 8 in the morning. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone and a different guest host every day. And then Sean McCluskey, Talk of the Town from 9 to 10. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. The name of the program, My Last Name, Buckmaster at 12:04 on our Wednesday edition. Ray Allen to be here. Till then, have a great afternoon.